UFO encounters and information. Apparently there has been a report to Congress by the military on the status of UAPs formerly known as UFOs. It came out a day or two before the writing of this article. Many in the Congress are not satisfied with the report, and some are even angry because they feel the truth is being hidden from them. One representative called the report arrogant. He called it a bogus cover-up, and said the arrogance is represented by the fact he believes the military feels the members of Congress cannot handle the truth. It seems this is not just a Democratic or Republican issue. Many members on both sides of the aisle feel the same way about the report. They want to force the military's hand and get a truthful report. Those who thought there would be more exposure to what is really happening with UAPs after the release of the videos from the military are sorely disappointed. It had been hoped after the passing of the National Defense Authorization Act requiring the Pentagon to create the Anomaly Surveillance and Resolution Office this would change. One senator said they want more investigations, not just more reports. Scotland is not a large country either in population or area, and yet it seems to get many UFOs flying over it. It has only 5.4 million people, far less than New York City, and an area of 30,400 square miles, while North Carolina has 53,819 square miles. One place in Scotland which gets about 300 UFO sightings a year is Bonnybridge. Calvina is a small Scottish village and is famous in the UFO community for some of the best UFO photos ever taken. They were snapped when a UFO, which was said to be 100 feet in diameter, was low over the village. Nick Pope has said it is some of the most compelling evidence for UFOs he has ever seen. There is a question which keeps coming up: are the oceans of the Earth hiding incredible UFO bases? We know there are places we can't enter to search, such as volcanoes which we have seen UFOs emerging from. But the Earth has far more water than land, and there are plenty of places in the oceans where UFO bases could be, either at the bottom of the ocean or even under the sea floor. Some believe there have been enough sightings of UFOs coming out of the water to substantiate their belief. It is not only oceans where UFOs have been seen coming out of, but also deep lakes and rivers. Lately there have been more reports by witnesses of UFOs being seen over Connecticut. What is happening more recently is UFOs seem to have propulsion systems which can be seen under some of them. It used to be no propulsion could be detected, but this seems to have changed in the last few years. Not only have some UFOs had evidence of propulsion under them, but people who got too close have gotten sick. It seems to me if low-flying UFOs are detected, one should not stand under it, they should get out of the way. There is a theory some of the most dangerous systems might be ours and be nuclear. Another sighting in Scotland was of a traditional shaped saucer with a transparent dome. It was reported in 2019. It was seen flying over the water. It was said to be flying over the Firth of Forth. Some have been saying what we believe are flaming meteoroids are not all meteoroids. They claim some are UFOs in disguise. On top of that, it is being claimed the US military now has the ability to project very real-looking objects in the sky which can even fool radar, and they have been testing out some of these on us. This idea didn't just come out of the blue. There has been talk about this work for a couple of years. Somehow, it had gotten into the rumor mill. Supposedly these images not only look solid to onlookers but to radar and other means of identification. Speaking about flaming UFOs, a woman who lives in North Wales has reported she saw a flaming UFO streak over her home and was able to shoot a video of two orbs which were moving slowly. She was able to take a 30-second video of the objects. She said she was in her room and could feel something, so she looked out the window and saw the objects. They were flying over the water near her home at the time. She was not the only witness. She went on to say she had also seen two black triangles near her home along with others in 1999. Illinois is in the top 10 of places in the United States for having the most UFO sightings. One of the most famous mass sightings was the Tinley Park sightings in 2004. Many people reported seeing six red lights hovering over the area. The sighting has been called one of the best mass sightings ever recorded. One UFO expert said after exhaustive examination he is convinced the sighting was not a hoax. When it comes to strange lights in the sky, the champion event seems to be the Phoenix Lights. Thousands of people saw them and the government did everything to explain them away and failed terribly. At first, they were said to be flares, but it was proven they did not have the attributes of flares at all. A large UFO was also claimed to have been seen by some at the time. If you think the Chinese radio telescope is the most powerful one, it may be true for a single dish, but multiple smaller dishes have been searching for alien life, and by 2030 a new array known as the Square Kilometer Array or SKA would have 197 large dishes which will be located across New Zealand and Australia which will search for alien life. It will also have 130,000 antennas across South Africa and Australia. The build started last year. It is being called the Brain Machine. When one of the pilots of the video which was released by the Pentagon of the 2015 UFO incident was released, the Senate interviewed him. He said he had believed this was only a training mission, initially thinking it may be a simulated enemy aircraft as well, part of the COMP-2X scenario. He took a redacted lock to investigate further. The video has become known as the Tic Tac UFO encounter.